Christmas classic from E17. What else could you start with on Christmas Eve, PJ? Ho, ho, ho! Why? Speak.
Hang on a second. Wait. That's how he starts. Of course he's not going to get a reaction when he leaves me mic off.
There,
smarty pants now.
Bloody heck. The machines have already started. You see, that's the excitement. Even the machines are excited.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Happy very morning to you, Christmas Eve, everybody.
How's it going?
Ho, 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 me hole and all. But there you go. We'll have it. It is, of course, Santy Day. Santy is arriving for all the children of Ireland.
This is it. Only one sleep left. And then you wake up to all your fantastic presents in the morning.
Yeah, most people will. Most people will.
Anyway, folks, welcome along. Happy Tuesday. Happy Christmas Eve to you. Just 10 past 6. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Those of you that are out and about, loads and loads of WhatsApps in already. So obviously plenty of people still at it in some way, shape or form. If it's not official work, it's the unofficial stuff that gets done in houses and shops and wherever else.
It's still work though, isn't it? Getting ready for
that. It's mad the amount of stuff.
Getting the house ready for Christmas and getting the food in and getting all of the...
The amount of stuff that's still going on, it's incredible.
Ah, the panic yesterday. Oh, it was ridiculous yesterday.
It is
scary,
isn't
it? I went to a few places because I needed food yesterday and I need food today.
Yeah.
I don't have food for either.
Right.
Because...
You just gave up.
I gave up. I honestly gave up. I had no idea.
I met my lads...
The local butcher's queue was up the road.
I know, it's crazy. I met two of my lads for lunch yesterday, right? And I parked in a place... In this shopping centre I met them in, right? I parked in a place that I've never even been in before in that car park.
There you go. Like, you know...
It was... I don't even think it was a parking space.
Yeah,
I
you might may some... as well have parked at home if you're that far away, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
It was the weirdest thing. I'd never, ever, ever, ever seen it so full. This was... Oh. I don't know what this belonged to, this piece of ground.
Absolutely, absolutely ridiculous.
Crazy stuff, crazy.
What were people getting? I don't know.
But anyway, listen, the good news for you is that Keg, the newspaper man, has been on to say, to give you some news of No, that's Fred. Where's Keg gone? There was a message in there for you. There it is. Look, it's from Keg, the newspaper man. Morning, lads. PJ, only 40 hours left.
Oh, that's it. And it's all over.
Totally different countdown.
Oh, but Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody, says Keg, the newspaper man. Fair play to you, Keg.
Good stuff. Listen, we'll try and get through all of your WhatsApps and whatnots through the course of the morning. 087-188-0008. If you do want to give us a shout. With some good bits and pieces for you today, I have to say. We're going to play our big... End of year TV quiz.
The big tweet end of year
we
TV quiz
a bit
show.
Of crack
I'm gonna finally try and beat Jim. I had a good sleep last night. He's beaten me at every single round of this before. I'm gonna have a good go at you today.
He says this to try and lull you into
when did I ever beat you?
I never
bet you at this game.
There was the other. What was the one there recently? What was that that you? Oh, that was the 30 seconds game.
Yeah, I got that one. Yeah. Oh, no, I've been lucky enough in some games. Like, the old radio tennis isn't your forte, we can say. and I just about got you on 30 seconds, but I've never beaten you on the TV game.
Oh, I don't know about that now. Look, he's building it up now. He obviously feels it's in his water. It's in his water.
It is in me water. It has to be in me water. I'm giving myself the gift of victory over a friend for Christmas. That's the spirit of what Christmas is all about.
Exactly. Getting the better of your friends. Also, in preparation for Niall Boylan speaking to the big man on his show today, we're going to catch up with his right-hand man, our very own head scout elf. Going to be chatting to him on the show today.
Oh, yeah, that little fart.
Looking forward to that.
Back. He's good fun.
That's if we can... I mean, he's going to be very busy, but I mean, I'm sure he'll...
He says he'll make time.
Sure
it
he'll
is
squeeze
the busiest
in.
Day of the year, he says.
And of course, the other big news is that PJ yesterday decided that pre-Christmas, the Hitbit should be worth a nice big fat round $2,000.
Yeah, there you're going for it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It gets us in trouble. It's not supposed to be a Double Money Tuesday, ever. But we're going for it because it's Christmas Eve. Come
Absolutely. So that's all ahead of us and lots more besides as well. And of course, whatever you're doing yourself, let us know what you're up to. I mean, is it work, rest or play or what's going on? Yeah, Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody. Isabella wants to wish Noel a happy birthday. The oldest swinger in town, according to Isabella.
Well, good for
Fair
you.
Fair play to you, Noel. You keep at it.
Keep your swinging for Stevens's day now, all right? You've gone steady on, Noel. Nobody wants to be causing any trouble before Christmas.
Happy birthday to you, Noel. Also, Brian has been on. Brian O'Mahony wants to give a big shout out to all the Dublin bus mechanics who, like yourself, PJ, will be working over Christmas. On Christmas Day.
Merry
Christmas and a Happy New Year from Brian.
Well,
so
don't forget, we're here for Christmas Day too, so you can stay tuned into our nonsense for the whole day as usual.
Good stuff. Right, are you ready for some birthdays?
I am. I think I am.
I have a Christmas selection for
you. I'm ready for a Christmas miracle, Jim.
Right, so we've got Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and a very special one that I put in for St. Stephen's Day, right?
Oh, sure, you have to pick it a week. Yeah, of course you do.
These are lined up to be in your favour, okay?
Right.
So that you can finish on a high.
Oh.
We're going to start with former Rear of the Year.
This does sound like something I'd be into. It does. I mean, we're not too wrong here.
No. Carol Vorderman is celebrating her birthday today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume you're not allowed to have rears of the years anymore, whether you're a man, woman, or
and definitely not
unsure.
If you're as smart as Carol Vorderman. 100%, you're not allowed to do that. No
like,
way.
Do they award that to anybody anymore? I assume not.
I wouldn't.
It wouldn't be seen as appropriate. Would it?
I wouldn't have thought. I can't. Yeah, there's no giving away rear of the year to people who are.
Yeah. I mean, it's typical.
Especially people who are joint Mensa.
I was never even cabbage. What's that? Well, like you, you big cabbage. What sort of a backhanded compliment is that?
That's a jealous backhanded compliment. For those of you that don't know, Jim McCabe is practically a member of Mensa.
That is not the truth
at all.
He got
one feckin' thing wrong in the genius test.
It wasn't a genius test. Anyway, there was loads of listeners got all of them right.
Ah, they did, yeah. Googling and lying out of them. Me and Mike did it here. The both of us got the exact same. I did it at like a second quicker, so I got him. I beat him by what was see. He was 66%,
and you were 67
or 67%. A jumping Jim Einstein over there knocked it out of the park himself on the biggest backside in the West. Members of Mensa, unbelievable it was. We're still sick over it.
I'd rather have won Rear of the Year, to be honest.
Yeah, so do I. Well, at least I'd have won something. He wins everything, this man.
I do not win everything. Anyway, look, right, Carol Vorderman.
Carol Vorderman.
Very smart lady.
At least she...
What's she doing now? The loose women thing, is it? No, she's not on that, is she?
No, I think she's just finished on TV. Is she just finished on TV? I think she is.
Oh, actually.
What age is she now? Well, this will probably put a bit of a point. I see we're like 66.
59.
Oh, jeez. 59.
Right, what about...
I was giving you the measurements for the pants. By accident. Yeah, I was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant... No.
Sorry, I thought you meant bottom to heel measurement.
What about Ricky Martin?
Living La Vida Loca. He's a cheese ball of a man.
He was.
He could win Rear of the Year now. I'd bet on him myself. He'd wear chaps and all to try and win Rear of the Year.
Go down, Ricky.
He actually cut out of his trousers and all to be walking in. He's that type of lad, isn't he?
Remember, mind you, he was pretty good in that... The killing of Gianni Versace, that thing that was
That's
on.
A great move. Oh, yeah. Great series. That's
that
a really
good
series. That's one of the better ones on Netflix this year.
Absolutely.
That was really good. And he was deadly in it.
And does he... It's not him that goes out with... Oh, no. I'm thinking of Enrique's Junfle.
What does he do?
No. Julio's Junfle, Enrique, goes out with the tennis player. Ricky Martin doesn't go out with anybody famous, does he?
He goes out with Carol Vorderman's arse, I heard. They're actually in a very serious relationship. Ricky Martin is.
And I mean, would he have? Is there plastic in there now? Or is
there is.
Is there, right?
Oh,
okay.
There is. Yeah, yeah.
So that'll make it more difficult,
and
will
he's
there?
Touch and go with looking like a cross between Action Man and the Lizard Head. But he's just still just the right side of normal. About the right side of normal.
Because to be honest with you, he doesn't seem old enough now to be, you know, melting the plastic yet.
Yeah, what are you... We've got 55.
48 is all he is.
He is not.
I know, yeah. He looks older than that, man, doesn't he?
He looks older than that.
Yeah.
He really does look older than that. I take it back. Get into the plastic, man. You're falling behind. You're falling behind.
Right.
There's a 58-year-old arse looking better than you now, as we speak.
Right, that was Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, right? This man, well, God, we've spoken about him so much on the show recently. Shane McGowan,
the man. Christmas Day, of course.
Yeah, the man
his
of fairy tale in New York.
The man, Mr. Christmas, as he's become known.
Mm.
Although he had a good go at wrecking it there now on the Friday week or gone or whatever, didn't he?
Well, certainly those people who put it together had a good go at wrecking it on him.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't know if
Philomena Begley's going to be on his Christmas card list for much longer.
Oh, my God. And the boys are meandering around the place and have a dingy-dong bell with the Philomena Begley didn't learn the words. That was mad, wasn't it?
It was a low point. That's all I'm going to say. It was a low point.
Why wouldn't you learn that? And then you get these people going on, going, how dare anyone slag a showbiz legend like Philomena Begley? She was called upon in the last 5 minutes. Because here's why. She's the only person in Ireland who doesn't know the words. Yeah. Like everybody,
it's probably the most famous song in the world.
Everyone else in the whole of Ireland knows the words. I don't know. Anyway, picking on her.
Shane McGowan. How are you going to put an age on that? There's a man that's fit about four lifetimes.
Yeah, he's a fella who needs to get a dose of the Ricky Martins into him. he's a couple of Carol Arses as well. You could do them all. Like, you could really fill up. Oh, God. Well, he's 62.
Yes!
Yeah, go on,
well done,
Shane.
Well done, he is. Right, another singer actually celebrating on Christmas Day, Annie Lennox.
Oh, Annie Lennox.
You don't hear a lot about Annie Lennox, really.
No, not anymore.
She does tend to keep herself to herself.
She just, got a pain in her.
Yeah.
In her vordements. For
a woman who was slightly punkish to begin with, she's just not really that outrageous.
Although she does speak out
a bit, doesn't she?
Does she?
I think she speaks out about things.
What's she into? Like,
I have no idea. Don't be listening.
The usual stuff, feminism and the environment and all, isn't it?
Probably, I suspect.
Look at that. That's terrible. The two of us, two middle-aged men. What is the usual, isn't it? Feminism and the environment and...
all that.
Arses and... Jim.
Not winning Rear of the Year, is that what
she's
thinking?
Yeah, I'd say she's upset about that. Imagine now, that's it, you know. The dangerous territory on the Christmas. I haven't heard from her or seen anything from her in so long, so I don't really know what the deal is. I'll have a stab that she's like...
Well, bear in mind, she was like, there was the whole Eurythmics thing through the 80s.
Yeah.
Then the whole solo career and all that sort of stuff.
But I don't think she's quite 70 yet.
No.
67.
Oh, 65.
Ah, fair.
65, right. And then the last one, specially for you, St. Stephen's Day is the birthday of a young actor. A young actor known to many around this country as Conor.
Conor McGregor? No.
No. The young actor is none other.
Conor McGregor's not even an actor. Like, what am I talking about? He's a criminal.
This is literally...
He's not an actor.
This has literally gone complete. Anyway, I was trying to let you know that Alex Murphy from Young Offenders is celebrating his birthday on St. Stephen's Day.
Is he really?
Yeah. Conor from Young Offenders is celebrating his birthday on St. Stephen's
Day.
Would
you look at that? Good on you.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is going to depress the life out of you when you realise how young he is. Well, you should know.
Well, I think I should know. He's, he'll be, what, 23?
He's 22.
Oh. Grow up, for God's sake, kid.
And now you're up to date on the official home of Christmas. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. How are you this morning? And Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Merry Christmas Eve, lads.
What's your story? Yeah. What's Christmas Eve like for you now? Is this a busy one for you? Or is it total, like, kind of, right, this is it. I'm partying.
No, I'm pretty organised. So, I mean, I don't get involved in much of the faff, to be honest. So I picked up Goebbels the turkey yesterday.
Goebbels?
And Horace the ham.
Goebbels? Yeah. You named your turkey after a Nazi.
Yeah. Did ya?
It's the funny.
Yeah, we did, yeah. we picked those up yesterday. So they're actually sitting in the back garden because there's no room in the fridge.
Brilliant.
So that's kind of all done.
Mr. Fox is having a crack.
Hope the local dogs aren't aware of that.
Okay, we've got furniture strategically wedged around the to protect them. Pretty organised. Going to get the hair done. Myself and my daughter go and get our hair done this afternoon. And then it's kind of relaxed, really, I suppose.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That sounds like a nice way to do it. So yeah. Will there be a little fizzy drink just to welcome in?
Just a little one, maybe, you know. A little fizzy drink, maybe a nap, and then maybe another little fizzy drink. That sounds about perfection.
Wow. Not too early.
That's shaping up like a decent Christmas Eve, that is.
I can imagine just a couple
obviously,
before lunch.
Not the greatest Christmas Eve in the world for Goebbels.
Yeah.
Well, look, he's dead anyway. Do you know what I mean? At least we're putting him to good use.
Brilliant. Goebbels the turkey.
Oh my God, she's literally the only person I know that has a Nazi for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, we like to think of that as a sort of a unique Christmas classic that maybe might be exclusive to us.
I think that was written here in Classic Hits.
Yeah.
It's actually grown on me, to be honest. That's
an 80s song.
Yeah, all the 80s is the last time the last decade when Christmas songs were written that got to hang around.
Right.
Honestly, think about it. You had, okay, that one didn't hang around, but you had like Band-Aid, you had Wham, you had Smith and Jones, you had all of the, the whole Live Aid thing, what Christmas songs came out of that. You had, I can't think of any, but there's loads.
Right.
You had Paul McCartney, The Pipes of Peace.
Yeah.
You had, there were so many of them. But when is no Christmas song has been written since the 80s that has hung around? None. Unless it's Mariah Carey.
I think that might be a 90s tune,
isn't
it, Mariah?
That's it then. So maybe. You get one from the 90s, all from the 80s, loads from the 70s, and that's it.
Yeah, because even remember The Darkness did a Christmas song.
It was brilliant,
it hasn't really hung around.
Yeah, Don't Let the Bells End.
Yeah, Don't Let the Bells End.
That's what it's called. It was brilliant. Don't let the bells end.
That was The Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. Spicers ahead of that. Spice up your life. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. And thanks so much for all of the Christmas wishes on the WhatsApp this morning. There's loads of them. There's really, to be honest with you, we'll try our best to sort of acknowledge them as we go through the morning. I'll try and get on the old WhatsApp now, but I tell you something, there's plenty of them in. Thank you so much.
We can't read. It's
thanks
hard.
Thanks for hanging around with us all year.
Oh, that's...
And all that
stuff. That is very
true.
We genuinely very much appreciate you hanging out with us. That is, that can't be easy for anyone.
No.
And we do our best. We do our best. So for anyone that's hung around for the last years or year, or even if you're only here the last week, thank you so much for being along for the ride. We're nothing without you.
Much appreciated. So thanks very much indeed. As I say, lots going on today. It is Christmas Eve. It is, I was going to say it's our final show of the year. It's not by a long stretch, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, not at all.
We've got shows tomorrow, and of course we've got shows then before New Year and all that sort of stuff as well.
It's kind of the last regular show of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. That's sort of normal.
And there's lots of farting around then until the 6th when we're back properly. Mm. So there's loads of sort of CSIs and
weirdness.
Well, tomorrow is like a big day of madness as well. So we've loads going on.
Anyway, listen, what have we got for you today? Right, we are going to give you a crack at the hit bit. It is going to be worth $2,000. Just exclusively here, it's going to be worth $2,000. At 10 to 7, so if you, at 10 to 8, if you fancy playing us, classichits.ie. Give yourself a shot at scooping a whole heap of cash before Christmas if you want to check out classichits.ie to have a listen and see all the previous guesses. And then, of course, there is a big battle going on in the breakfast table quiz that involves our Tara, who scored 13 yesterday.
Yes.
Fulfilled a Christmas wish to play the breakfast table quiz and challenged our PJ.
Well, yeah, I know. And now I'm regretting taking on the challenge because now I have to get like a score which would be one of the best scores of the year.
Mm.
14.
And Tara's asking the questions, bear in mind. I have nothing to do with this. I can't influence this for you. I can't swing it in your direction or anything.
Yeah, I haven't a hope in hell. But sure, look, we'll have a go and see what happens.
You'll know if you're on a loser if she starts reading the questions like, in what decade was the...
She'll give me one where she'll read out three options and all. Is it A? Is it B? Tara, come on!
Question one. If a train leaves Dublin at 4:05...
Pass!
Anyway, so that's on the go. We got our big end of year Christmas quiz battle of the thing. What did we never ever got
we
a
never
name
have
for
a,
that.
We never had an official title. It's
never
the big
had an official
TV
title.
Quiz game show battle of the year.
That's the one.
That'll,
that'll
do it for now until
and,
the next time we talk about it.
And our head scout elf as well.
Head scout elf is hanging around. The top 10 films of the decade in Ireland. We can
that's
talk about
thing, that.
That's
the thing, of course. It's the end of a decade.
Yeah, it's the end of a decade.
The end of an era.
Jeep, we're into the 20s.
God.
The roaring 20s are about to begin. I suppose with me, the roaring times never really stop, but the roaring 20s are about to begin.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine that we were like, it just doesn't seem that long ago that people were talking about the millennium. You know what I mean? Like the turn of like going into a new century and whatever.
It's 20 years
now. Now we're 20 years in.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
It is blooming terrifying.
Where did the noughties go? Like there was no such thing as a noughties.
To be honest with you, most of the last 20 years are a bit of a...
Blur, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, the last 5 years in here has been... I don't know, what's been going on?
Yeah, it's been quite a trip.
Something happened here in the last 5 years and I'm not sure what it is.
Anyway, it's all on the way. Dean Martin, a real Christmas classic, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Christmas Eve, 7:30 past 7 o'clock. And there's Dean Martin, now a real oldie-worldy Christmas tune.
Yeah, that's a good one because it is, it's the real deal.
Yeah, and the idea is basically that PJ's just come across a little story here that's encouraging you to have a bit of an oldie-worldy Christmas.
Well, now, let's not lose the run of ourselves, but yes, you are indeed right. Well, I'm not, the story is making the encouragement. Mm. The counter-argument will, as always, come after the story. So a marriage counsellor is advising couples... Cut canuples.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a canuple is a couple of people who really love Christmas. And he's advising them to get back to basics on Christmas Day. Switch off your mobile phones and start playing board games instead. He's saying, we really need to get back to basics. Therapists have said there's been a huge surge in the numbers of couples who are looking for help around the season of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, how to basically get through Christmas without breaking up. That's becoming a real thing, like... Like
that
that's becoming a real thing.
It's so much that it would actually bring you to breaking point.
You may be having trouble in your relationship, and then you get to Christmas, and Christmas being such an unbearable burden for so many people that by the time you get to Stephen's Day, you're like, I can't take this anymore. They're saying one of the leading relationship counsellors, this guy, he's saying his top tip is to get away from your phones and your tablets for the entire day tomorrow. Tony Moore, he's an experienced therapist. He says, turn your phones off for the entire day. One day without phones. He's saying the phones are becoming a huge part of fighting in the house. They're a huge bugbear in relationships. You never
listen to me.
You're always
your
phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're chatting to everybody but me. Are you talking to young ones? You dirt. What are you looking at on that thing? You know, all of these different things that are going
on. But if both of you are stuck in your phones, surely that's peaceful, no?
Well, Jim, to bring me to what I wanted to say, I think, isn't there an argument? Like, I mean, to turn off your phones completely for the entire day where there's nothing to do, only stuff your face? This to me seems like he's asking us to kill each other. Like, surely, if everybody just gets involved in whatever they want to do, a digital seasonal fest, let's just disappear down the digital wormhole for the day. Is it really very different or any different to, like... vegging out to Willy Wonka and, you know, the Wizard of Oz and doing what we always do. You just get the head into the phone, get through the day, wake up to, did you have a nice day yesterday, love? I did, yeah. I didn't hardly have to speak to your stupid head at all. Good, I'm delighted for you.
That's amazing relationship advice. I didn't have to speak to your stupid head.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
There's women all over the country now nodding going,
I take that.
I can think of a worse way to spend Stephen's day.
I mean, the other thing is that why is the assumption that board games are trouble-free? I've been involved in board games now that can get quite heated.
Look, if you play Monopoly, it's literally about trying to ruin someone's financial life. You're trying to break somebody down over hours. Because let's face it, a game of Monopoly takes hours and hours and hours, right?
Yeah. Even a game of Snakes and Ladders, especially, say, for example, with somebody like you, right? Because, you know, if you're playing...
Saying I don't understand how to play Monopoly?
No, what I'm saying is, even with a game of Snakes and Ladders, where you would take so much joy...
Yeah.
Of somebody landing on a snake.
I would.
It wouldn't be just, oh, right, I've got a small advantage here. It'd it'd be straight
celebrate good times. Come on!
PJ would be there giving
He's
you the full.
He's going down a slippy python. Yeah. He's going down a slippy python. Yeah, I know, yeah. Oh, I'd be loving it, yeah.
I'm not sure board games would be completely trouble-free, to be perfectly honest, Mr. Tony Murray.
No,
just
I
have
think
to say that to you.
We've all been there. We were talking about this, Mike and all. We were saying, like, you get into these conversations with board games, and you can see it. You can see the simmering rage in one corner of the room, and you're doing everything you can to diffuse the simmering rage. And it doesn't work. And then when you say, come on, we'll just stop playing it. No, it's all right. I'm enjoying it. You're like, oh, no.
And then, God forbid, if you try and play it with kids.
Oh.
And you win.
And then tears and everything.
Yeah, yeah. God. Oh, you're supposed to win. No, but that's the way you see it. It's like life. You can't always have... But I want that.
Yeah, but I get everything I get I want from my mummy.
So maybe you're right. Yeah. At that stage, that's when you turn around and go, do you have a mobile phone?
Yeah, does anyone have a loan of a phone? It's just, I'm looking for a bit of peace in the old Instagram there, you know? The old pretend
I just want to
world.
See what the abused Twitter are giving to each other, that's all.
It'll make me feel a lot better about myself right now.
Hold on, from Wilson Phillips here at Classic Hits. Kathy's been on, she wants to say Merry Christmas to Dara and Amy. Kathy and Eileen, they're in Super Value Bakery in Cove, slaving away apparently. So listen, hi to all of you. Dara, Amy, Kathy and Eileen in Super Value Bakery in Cove. Also, Somebody wants to say hi to all my colleagues in the Hematology Oncology Day Ward.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
That's a lot. In University Hospital in Galway, they're all working today. Happy Christmas. All love the show, so hi to all of you.
And we have to give a big shout out to Elf Terry.
Oh, Elf Terry as well,
Elf Terry, you absolute champion.
Legend.
He turned up here in the studio and gave us all presents.
Gifts.
And all, in fairness, all we've done is give him abuse over the last
and
year.
And do something for, and, you know the way we constantly kind of use our ugly mugs as kind of, I don't know, as bribery. In fairness, Terry delivered our own personalised mugs. My one anyway.
It
says Morning Jim on it and everything.
It does, yeah. And there's a picture of his favourite lady. It's brilliant. Yeah. But and he gave me a teddy one. It's on me friend, me old pal. I lost me pal Lilo during the year. Me dog. And he gave me a personalised cup with a picture of me hugging Lilo and their name and everything on it.
That's very
and
good.
I'd say people are amazing. That's my
Aren't
third
they?
Present this year. To remember me dog, Lilo. Me third one in the last 2 days.
That's amazing.
I got a Christmas bauble from another listener and I got a painting of her yesterday and now this mug. Yous are too good.
Very nice.
Dog
very nice
people
indeed.
Are great people.
Also, Paul Brennan's been on, wants to say a happy Christmas to all the emergency services personnel who'll be on duty over the Christmas there. The Defence Forces, the guards and the nurses and doctors and everybody, prison officers, firemen, ambulance people, all sorts of stuff.
Lifeboats
as well, And care home staff. Actually, to be fair, with my mum being in a care home herself, all the care home staff, of course, over the Christmas period as well, they miss out on their own Christmas to look after other people. So
fair play
to all
everybody.
Of you. All the gang in St. Clair's, thank you very much indeed. So 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout, we've loads to come, including a £2,000 hit bis before 8 o'clock. Classichits.ie if you want to check it out for yourself. Because it would be well worth having a go. If you could scoop £2,000 on Christmas Eve.
Be something else, wouldn't
especially
it?
Especially knowing that at least 1,200 of it is PJ Gallagher's own money. That would be amazing.
Wow. You've taken the sting out. Don't do that. The only thing I want to happen that's nice on this Christmas Eve is to give away money. And now you're making me think, okay, what's your guess, cheeky chancer?
Right, so that's on the way. And still to come after 8, of course, we've got PJ taking up Tara's challenge on the breakfast table quiz.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a humiliation. Yeah, she has been left in the halfpenny place there.
The big TV quiz and all sorts of stuff as well. Oh yeah, of course our head scout elf.
Head scout elf, yeah, he's coming
on.
That cheeky little fella, the busiest day of the year for him in the North Pole, and he's going to come on and have a little chat with us before he gets into the big work.
He'll squeeze us in. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout on this Christmas Eve. Yeah, Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way, here at Classic Hits. Happy Christmas Eve to you folks. Tuesday, 24th of December, 23 minutes away from 8. Got the Hit Bit on the way, very special edition of the Hit Bit, not just because it's £2,000 for Christmas Eve, but also because at least 1,100 of that money is
my
PJ
God,
Gallagher's.
I didn't really think that was true. Because you know what happened? Can I just say what happened? Can I say what happened? Yesterday when we were talking about this and I says, let's make it £2,000. And you went, okay, for tomorrow as well, you said. And I went, yeah, why wouldn't we? I forgot the whole double money.
Yeah.
So I forgot that the shortfall was, I honestly genuinely forgot the shortfall was no longer £300.
Yeah.
That it was actually £1,200 today. That's what that means.
So it's a very special opportunity to not just get your hands on a lot of cash, but a lot of celebrity cash.
Oh, now that's just rubbing it
you
in.
You can get. So basically the way it would work is of the £2,000, say about sort of 900 of it would be worth actual 900 euro money. And then the other 1,100 would be celebrity money that technically is probably worth nearly double.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how I'm going to pay the rent now after Christmas, like, and look what he's doing to me.
Anyway, get involved. Come on, you got to have a go at this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Just let us know that you want to play the Hit Bit. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. You can check it out on classichits.ie. Now, in the meantime, this may not seem like much of a Christmas story, but we think it's a cracking story.
It is a cracking story. And just before we go into it, look, normally people just they say their name and Hit Bit on the text.
Yeah.
People are literally writing, please God, let me play the Hit Bit. Please.
Tell you, the power of celebrity money, it's incredible.
Oh my God. Anyway, like you said, let's move on. Let me do what Jim wanted me to do and move on for a little bit. So here you go. If it's not from... Here's something I didn't know, right, before I even say what it's about. Did you know that there's protected foods in Ireland? I did not know that. So, like, you know the way protected named foods, like, so, say, if something's not made in Champagne, in the region of Champagne, it cannot be called Champagne. It has to be called sparkling wine or whatever.
Oh, right,
you know,
okay.
As in Camembert cheese, another famous one. If it's not made in the region of Camembert, it can't be called Camembert cheese. It's just called squishy old cheese.
Look the way you turned into this flamboyant sort of food critic-y type when you were talking about that. I wish that was on telly. His hands were going everywhere.
Camembert.
He was scrunching up his face and everything.
I did, yeah. I got a bit carried away. I get carried away when I talk about food. I do.
Good.
Well, who knew that Sneem black pudding is a thing? Sneem black pudding. The European Commission has added Sneem black pudding to the list of protected geographical indications. So that means you can no longer have a black pudding named Sneem black pudding if it's not made exclusively in Sneem.
Now, I ask, is Sneem black pudding already very famous? Because I'm going to ask the obvious question. Surely the Clonakilty thing.
Okay, I would have thought. Now, let's be honest. This is my first time ever hearing of Sneem black pudding. It is. I never heard of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm mad for a bit of Clonakilty. I am. I love
Absolutely.
It. It seems to be the one now that's... It seems to become the universal black pudding used in almost everything.
Yeah.
Because you know
it's
when you see it.
Because they put them on menus. They actually highlight the fact they're using Clonakilty black pudding.
And when you go around to Bang Bang Cafe around the corner there, they do this brunch burger thing, right?
Right.
And I always get them whip the bacon out and throw in the Clonakilty black pudding. I just think it's so much nicer. I'm mad for a bit of black pudding. Remember Stephanie Prysner was on with us and she's mad for the black pudding as well. Yeah.
Well, based on the fact that she walked up to the stage area literally holding two pieces of black pudding, one for her, one for you.
She queued up for breakfast. Do you know the way you queue up for those buffet breakfasts? In the airport. And she asked for a handful of black pudding. Not a plate, nothing, just...
A handful. A
handful of black pudding. What a weirdo. She's great. So there you go. Now, here's the thing. I didn't know there was already protected Irish food named geographical location European Commission foods.
Right.
That's a mouthful
now.
Yeah. That's a bigger mouthful than a whole black pudding. But there is. There's loads of them. Oriel sea salts, Oriel sea minerals, Imokili regatto cheese. Never heard of any of these.
Yeah.
Imokili regatto cheese does sound great.
Imokili.
I know. And it sounds... It actually kind of sounds...
Is that a
place
name?
Must be, yeah. Yeah, Imokili Regatto. Connemara Hill Lamb. The Waterford Blah. We've all heard the Waterford Blah.
Know that one.
Although I didn't know it was a protected name. I didn't know you couldn't call it.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to be made in Waterford.
I think Blah is such a great name for anything.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. What's the, it just sounds like somebody forgot what to call it.
It does,
what's the name of that thing there? It's Blah.
I know. It's like if you walked into a Dublin place and says, can I have the Drimna yolk?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It just sounds like it's not...
That's what I'm saying. The Waterford thing. Blah.
Yeah,
whatever.
Can I have that thing you do? Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're after. But it does make me think, why don't we have our own food, lads? We could be making anything and calling it after ourselves and becomes a protected, like, a classic hits especial. Do you know what I mean?
The Gallagher gooseberry or the... Like, where are you going with this? What sort of food are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking... I don't know,
What are you saying?
Well, his tuna and rice...
That's
true. ...has to become a thing.
I
used to call it your stew.
Me stew.
Yeah.
Me tuna stew.
Yeah.
The Gallagher, the classic hits tuna stew.
Yeah.
Lads, we have a dish. Yeah. We have a dish.
I don't think you're going to meet much resistance from people on that.
No.
I think they'll allow you to have that.
Especially if you explain that you have to put the tuna in the microwave and heat it.
And it has to be done in a very public area.
That'll stink everyone else's food out. Like, that'll become definitely a thing.
Literally the first thing Tara said when she came into me this morning is, he's out there eating fish. Can you believe it?
I can't. How did this turn into abusing me as well? I was trying to do something nice for us all. Create something.
Let's
be honest.
What is our universal food?
No, I'm not talking to you now. You've annoyed me now.
Actually, it'd be an amazing thing if we could actually commandeer a breakfast roll of our own.
Yeah.
If there was actually
Like, we'd have to bake it ourselves, like. I got it then.
But do you have to make it?
It's a roll.
You can't just, like...
No, that's the problem. It has to be made in the place. That's the thing.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, then the only person that's going to be able to do that then is Tara. She's going to rustle something up on a toasting machine.
I would guess, even though I'm falling out with Tara today.
Sorry, did I just say a toasting
machine?
Yeah,
you did. But I will say, even though
I'm falling... That'd be a toaster, Jim.
That'd be a toaster.
But it's a French toaster. And, like, Tara can actually whip up a four-course meal on a French toaster.
Yeah.
You know,
actually, what about pizza with melon?
Melon pizza. You buy the pizza, Jim puts it on, And we got, and you get to call it the classic hits Jimmy Mellon special. That's it, lads. Yeah. Wrap it up here. We're done.
Yeah, Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Layla was on. I think it's Layla, or it could be Lala. It's spelled L-A-L-A. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's Lala for sure.
I'd like to wish all the postal staff all over the country happy Christmas. They've been working hard over the last 2 weeks, early mornings, late evenings. They're all out working today as well to try and get everyone their cards and parcels before Christmas. So all of the postal staff all over the country, Layla, or similar, has been, just wanting to wish you much, much goodness. And the other one is, right, check this one out, PJ, for a request. Lads, can you give a big shout out to all the mothers, like myself, who'll be flat out cooking for 2 days in order to please their families over Christmas, says Colette.
Please, a big shout out, because unfortunately we still are in a place where it's actually probably the mammies of Ireland doing most of the lion's share of the work. So fair play to you. But I will say this, mammies of Ireland. Now when the food's ready and we're all eating, will you sit down with us, please? You know the way mammies
don't. Oh, you mean as opposed
to
the hovering?
Yeah, well, you know, is everybody all right now? I'm just going to sit
down. Do you need more gravy?
Us.
How many? Have you enough sprouts, PJ?
Oh, God, no.
I've got 17 sprouts, mammy.
Will you not wait
mammy,
for
fine.
Me? Will you please start? No, we'll be finished before you sit down. It's not about me.
Why, is yours gone cold? Oh, give us that. I'll put it in the oven again.
Ma, sit down.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Oh, Bit.
I missed that. What's that?
I was going to say, there's a lot of my money at stake.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Actually, yeah, we had a visit.
There's a lot of my money at stake.
We had a visit from Andy Bad News there. Yeah,
Paddy Warbucks, he called me.
Andy Bad News has washed his hands of this now. Yeah. He's decided, similar to myself and Michael, that be it on your own head, Mr. PJ Gallagher.
He didn't even say that. That's a much nicer way of saying the way what he said. He came in and pointed at me.
Yeah,
goes,
but I'm not allowed to use that sort of
Paddy
language
Warbucks
on the radio.
Yeah, you know what you're going to do with that money. Right, so there you go. So it is €2,000 is the official giveaway on the Hippit this morning. Unfortunately, more than half it will be paid by myself. So let's see how we get on this morning. First of all, it sounds like this. Last time before Christmas, we're going to play it. You have to hear it. So that's the Hippit.
I'm surprised you wanted anybody to hear it. I thought you'd be trying to minimise their advantage.
I have a feeling it's a bit too late now. So let's go to Susanna. Hey, Susanna.
Hi.
How are you getting on this morning? You're in Mead, yeah?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. What's your plans for the big day tomorrow?
Oh, I really don't know yet.
You don't know?
Really? Oh, brilliant. No, that's a good way to be.
You're not going to be one of the... Are you one of these people who we were just talking about who'll be hovering around the table doing everything but eating?
Yeah, probably.
Ah, Susanna. Right. Give yourself a break.
Or right. Better still, give yourself €2,000.
Oh, dear God. So go on. What do you think it is, Susanna?
I think that is Abba Fernando.
Fernando. Can you hear the drums, Michael?
PJ, are you nervous?
Little bit.
A little bit nervous. Hasn't been guessed before either.
It's a new one, yeah.
No, that's never been guessed.
Trust me, I suddenly remember everything on the guest list today.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it's kind of like... Can you hear the money going, Fernando?
Can you hear the change, Fernando?
Well, lucky for you, unlucky for you, Susanna, it is wrong, unfortunately. Oh. But look, play later with Damien, play in the new year, win the cash, and the winner takes it all.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Cheers, Susanna. Have a good day. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye
right,
now.
Right, so Lydia is in Wicklow. How are you getting on, Lydia?
Hi, how are you? I'm on my way to work, so my last day of work before the holidays.
Oh, brilliant.
Stuff.
Have you got a long break then?
I'll be back on the 10th of January, so...
Oh, you've got a good long break, yeah?
I have, yes.
The 10th of January,
yeah,
is it?
The 10th, yeah, so 2 weeks essentially.
Wow, that's brilliant. That's fantastic.
I know. It's brilliant.
And have you got to, is tomorrow all sorted for you? You know what's going on? Are you going to be able to have feet up, or are you going to be rushing around?
Not at all. The kids ordered lasagna, so that's what we're going to have. So all hands on, everybody.
Lasagna for dinner.
I know.
Lasagna for Christmas
fantastic.
Dinner.
That's
I love it. Yeah. I love that.
That is right up your street,
it
PJ,
is.
Isn't it?
Doing things your own way. I'm all for that, yeah.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Right,
yes.
Will it be 2,000 quid and 2,000 layers of cheese for Christmas Day? Yeah. What do you reckon then, Liddy? What is it?
Well, I think it could be Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Okay, right. Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Let's do it. What do you reckon, Mike?
So very appropriate for Mr. Gallagher. If he was to give away the money for that song, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
How's it going, Jimmy?
And that one hasn't been guessed either, lads. So this is very interesting. But unfortunately, it is wrong.
Oh, sorry about that, Lydia.
That's a shame.
Thank you very much for giving me a try, guys. Happy
no worries.
Christmas
Happy Christmas, Lydia. Take care. Cheers, bye bye.
Hello.
Oh, she didn't wait for your pull.
Right, come on, Michael. We're all ears.
She wouldn't wait for a spot.
Why'd you leave me in the last live show of the year?
That's brilliant.
Not to do a pun.
She couldn't get out of there quick enough.
Yeah. Lydia deserves a prize actually for escaping
brilliant.
The pun.
Oh, that's very funny.
Right, what was the pun?
No, the pun was that means that the hit bit thing we have is still the one. It's still the one we have.
Oh,
anyway, so
it's
there you go.
Lydia's lasagna won't be as cheesy as that.
Right, you can play again with Damien Farrelly 20-5 this afternoon. Your opportunity to win the cash. Loads for us on the way after 8. The big quiz, our head scout elf, and your Tara with Chat challenge
DJ
for Tara.
DJ Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
That's the Pogues, of course, with Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York. Shane McGowan of the Pogues celebrating his birthday tomorrow, Christmas Day.
Yeah, 62.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
62 tomorrow, isn't that right?
The man who would go on to have, well, arguably in some people's minds, the greatest Christmas song of them all.
In fairness to Shane McGowan, and it is one thing that goes for him, is in 100 years' time, we'll be still singing Shane McGowan songs.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can say that about any other artist, not even Bono or anybody else.
Does Shane McGowan have an Ivor Novello Award?
I don't know what that means.
For songwriting award.
I still don't know what it means. Is that a
forget
good
I
one?
Asked, forget is it I a asked. Good, is it's that a good one? It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
A good award.
9:30 past 8:00 and... da, 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 da. Yeah, it's time for our big... What is it called again? Festive quiz Christmas end of the year.
The great battle. Big end of year TV quiz of the decade. That's what I think it's called. There's no official name, but we're going with that one.
So this is what it's about. You know, we've done this on different occasions in the past. The idea is that Magic Mike is about to unleash descriptions of some of the big programs, specifically, of course, chosen Christmas-related
Christmas
stuff like
schedule.
Today and tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, it is the Christmas schedule. So I imagine now, of course, he doesn't tell us, but I'm guessing they'll all be to Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Stevens's Day TV shows.
Right. And the idea, of course, is that PJ and myself have to guess what the program is based on Magic Mike's description. Do you actually take it, Mike, from the what's printed in one of the papers or something?
Yeah, I've taken it from the RT Guide. Actually.
Oh, so it's their description, is it?
It's their description, right. Yeah. And they're quite cryptic in it, which is great.
Great.
Do you know what I mean? They don't give it an exact
description. I've never won this game.
That's not true, Michael. He has won it.
That's not true, no.
You have won it.
No, we played this for quite some time. And,
I know, and he won every week.
Not every week. You snuck in there with one or two along the way.
Okay, right. Well, let's try him.
He's doing this. He's on the sympathy vote, Michael. That's what he's doing now. He's trying to play the old, reverse psychology here.
Oh, if I could use a psychological edge to beat you, I'd use it. Like, let's not pretend.
Lads,
winner. Spirit of Christmas,
let's
PJ.
Let's not pretend I'm not a highly competitive individual.
In the words of ABBA, winner takes it all today of 2019. Doesn't matter. Scrap all those scores beforehand.
Oh,
brilliant.
Look at that.
This
unbelievable.
Is the big one.
Oh, I love this idea. It's next goal to winner, essentially, for the whole year, for the whole decade.
You know what that's like? That's like one team being, 10-2 up.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, next goal the winner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how's that fair? Great. Lovely.
Definitely fair.
Fantastic.
These are
kind
of quintessential Christmas movies. So some TV shows in there as well. So they're not too hard. So quick to the draw, lads. That would be my advice.
Right, okay. Let's do this.
All right. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Okay, this evening, a very festive little treat for you. At 3:50 on RTE1. So if you're settling down with the kids and all that, 10-4 this afternoon. Here we go, lads. A young boy is left behind when
Home Alone!
That was even Stevens there.
Oh!
That was even Stevens. Oh. I'm going to give you a point each. Okay, that's on at 3:50. And by the way, if you want to watch it a little later, it's also on Channel 4 a little later on if you want to do that at 5:30.
See that? It's informative as well as entertaining.
Isn't it great? Tell you something.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate board game. It's both educational and entertaining.
All right, here we go, lads. 9:45, a little bit later tonight. 9:45 at night time. When Mairead falls ill and is sent to hospital.
Young Offenders! Yeah. Christmas special!
Oh my God, unbelievable! I cannot young believe you put a Young special. Offenders in. You literally gave him his own programme.
Jim, how much have we heard about that blooming thing?
Oh my God.
Come on, it's the Young Offenders Christmas special. Right. You were actually...
Straight away, this has been null and void now. Giving him his own blooming thing. Okay. I thought it was bad enough when you used to give him crufts and stuff.
I'm gonna go this afternoon again, actually. I shouldn't have gone too late, but I'll go 4:15, 4:15 this afternoon. If you don't want Home Alone, you want this one with the kids. Animation, lads. Any guesses on that? No, okay. Manny the Mammoth looks...
Hold on, Ice Age!
Yeah, fart. Jim!
Did he just swear on the air?
I said fart.
You said fart. It's as good as a swear. Right, 9:00 tonight, an absolute classic.
Wait, hang a second, before you do this now. What many are we trying to get here? Well, or are we just going till we finish?
Until I finish.
Until he finishes.
Until he decides he's fed up.
I've got about three or four more. Four more. It's two apiece now at this stage, right? So 9:00 tonight. A classic, lads, from 2007. This is going to be easy, so get ready.
Okay.
Veteran cop John...
Die Hard!
Yeah, okay. I'm going to need a specific...
4.0!
Yeah. Well done, Jim.
How did he do that?
That was good.
Like, how did he do it? You just said veteran cop. You didn't even give it a silly name.
Yeah, but it's a 2007. I said it's a classic.
Yeah, 2007.
A classic cop show. Oh, gee. I mean, are you joking?
25 past.
There's something going on there now.
Kids.
What? You just got Young Offenders. No. You're in the program.
Something going on
lads,
there.
It's Christmas.
Unbelievable.
No arguing.
Right.
10:25.
3-2,
tonight.
By the way.
The kids might be in bed. 3-2.
It was a 3-2.
So
you've only got two.
Lads.
I got three.
This is why we don't play games at Christmas.
He didn't get three. How did he get three?
He has. He's gotten three. I have it down here in ink.
Go on.
It's three. Go on. 10:25 tonight. Okay. A foul-mouthed, unorthodox Irish cop who bends the law while indulging in alcohol and drugs forms an uneasy alliance with a by-the-books FBI agent to hunt down four violent Irish drug traffickers. Nobody yet, no? Who are involved in an international cocaine smuggling ring and have links to murder. Starring Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah? Having a clue.
I don't know.
You have no idea what
no
that
idea.
Is.
No idea.
The Guard.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, that was... I can't... That's not right. How I remember The Guard at all.
But on the... Right. Egg, it's a long enough description.
I know,
man.
Yeah.
I was just...
Try and pick good stuff there, will you?
Just short of reading out the script for the
Jeepers,
damn thing.
I don't remember that as being the plot to The Guard at
all.
We'll
move on. We'll move on to Christmas Day.
Three all then, isn't
it? We're now at three all. So Christmas Day will settle it, lads.
Great.
I've loads of them here, but we'll do three of them, okay? Three of the best.
Oh my God, another three. Have we got time? All right, okay.
We do. Sure, why not? It's Christmas
Day. Right,
Jim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, so actually, Jim, you should get this one. 1960. Sorry, I didn't mean that as an offence, by the way.
Brilliant. No, see that? Now even the so-called neutral person is picking on me.
You'll see where I'm coming from in a second. A small settlement in Mexico band together to hire a group of...
The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, go on, Jim.
Fart.
Okay, two more, lads. Getting tight. Okay, and this is an Irish film on T.G. Cahir. Don't forget T.G. Cahir. On Christmas Day at 6:55. Two young boys search for a horse given to them by their...
Into the West!
T.J.
Oh my God, you're cheating, son.
I got you there.
Right, this one the winner then.
Down to the wire. This is BBC One on Christmas Day. You will have heard a lot about this. So, here we go. Where's my page? Here we are. Bryn is cooking dinner for more than 13 people, while Pam would secretly prefer to spend Christmas in Essex.
Oh, Gavin and Stacey!
Full title, Gavin and Stacey.
Christmas special.
Yay!
Oh, look it.
Well done.
No, come
Jim.
On now, to be
so
fair.
Close.
In the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
In the spirit of Christmas, man, look. Na 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 na
na na na
na na
na na
na na na na
Of your life. Look, don't be like that. I'll get you a mince pie. Do you want a mince pie instead?
I've already eaten a mince pie. I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
It was the celebration at the end. No, that's not what... I didn't like it.
All right, okay. Listen, of course, no. PJ has the opportunity to redeem himself in fine style, because if you were with us yesterday, you'll know that our very own Tara fulfilled a lifelong ambition, and we granted her Christmas wish. It was like, wasn't it? It was like bestowing a Christmas wish. It was like a momentary being Santa Claus.
Genuinely, really, really happy.
Actually, I just realised I've got a bit of a Santa Claus thing going on here with me red, white and me sort of grey stubble.
Yeah, yeah, you're the Santa Claus.
And unfortunately, this as well.
Yeah. You're the Santa Claus that comes down the chimney and gives us abuse instead of presents.
Anyway, so the challenge is still there. So Tara got a score on the breakfast table quiz yesterday. She'd always wanted to play the breakfast table quiz officially. Got to do it yesterday and scored 13, which then set the challenge for PJ to try and beat her.
Well, that's it. I now listen, she's gotten a huge score. Is there 14 or more is what I need. I can't see myself beating it, but I'm going to go for it.
Bragging rights. I think it's enough. Looking at the questions here, PJ, actually. I have them in front of me on the monitor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you'll definitely get the first one right. Jeepers, they're hard enough now.
Are they hard enough?
And now I will say...
Did Tara make them up?
No, I made them up. And I didn't do anything different than what
I
do. I
will say, in my defence yesterday, like, Mike came in because I don't know why I didn't expect Tara to get, like, a huge score. But he did say, listen, I think they feel a bit easier than normal.
I don't know. Come on.
He gave me the opportunity.
Don't let yourself down, man.
He gave me the opportunity to change the questions. And I said, no.
Don't let yourself down, man. Come on. Don't ever resort to the kind of, you know, you don't want to turn into, you know, Arsene Wenger and start to, you know, blaming the referee and all.
Do you know something? If I didn't just lose and have my nose rubbed in the doggy doo doo of what happened there in the last
Tara,
week,
are you listening to this, Tara? Are you listening to this?
Yeah.
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 Watch yourself. There's still how many? 20 minutes to go. I can still have a role in those questions if needs be. Are you trying to allege, PJ Gallagher, that you dumbed down the questions yesterday?
I'm not. I'm saying I could have toughened
dumbed them
up. And I refused to do it. I said, no, we have to play fair, is what I said.
Right.
We have to play fair.
That was it.
She gets the questions as they got. Well, I didn't say it like that. I says, no, we'll leave it as it is.
No, you're also claiming they're easy. You're also claiming they were easy.
So basically, PJ, you're saying that Tara is stupid. Is that what you're saying?
Is that what you are saying?
Like, that's what I heard. I heard you saying Tara was stupid.
I did too.
Jim, would you ever shush your face?
That's what I heard.
2019 was a great year for classic hits and an even better year for you.
Hello?
You've just won $1,010. No way! But guess what?
Jeepers, a 92 grand!
We've got so much more to give in 2020.
1,340 quid is yours, John.
Thank you.
So if you thought 2019 was good, just wait to hear what we've got in store for 2020.
Classic hits.
Kick off your Pro 14 and Champions Cup rugby weekends this season by making the right hotel choice to follow your team. For our lowest prices and our great locations close to all the major venues, log on to travelodge.ie. Right place, right price. That's Travelogical.
At Woodland Motor Company, you get it all. One of Ireland's largest range of small petrol cars, saloons, estates, hybrids, people carriers and SUVs, all available with some of the lowest finance rates around. Oh yeah. Super choice, super deals, all at Woodland Motor Company now. N18 Galway, or browse online at woodlandmotorco.ie.
Some people swear we've lost the true meaning of Christmas, says old Mr. Brennan. What does Christmas mean to you, says I? Well, you see, it's simple. A roaring fire so you're nice and toasty. A home filled with the laughter of family and friends. And some delicious sandwiches with Christmas leftovers on Brennan's family pan. Christmas just doesn't get any better than that. And that's the truth. Brennan's. Today's bread today. Ho, ho, ho.
For a good night's sleep, we have high altitude lavender. For a morning kick but not from coffee, we have lemongrass. For a bedroom booster, we have ylang ylang. It's time to diffuse wellness. It's time to visit cotanical.ie.
Want to play the breakfast table quiz today? Call PJ and Jim now. 1850-410-494. The breakfast table quiz with Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick is on in the next 20 minutes. Classic hits.
PJ and Jim.
PJ
BJ and Jim in the morning. The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com. Classic hits.
Jim in the morning.
We know each other.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show.
He's a friend from work.
Classic hits.
Thank you.
It's 8:31 here at Classic Hits, and Tara has the headlines for us.
Thanks, Jim. Three people, including a 10-year-old boy, have been seriously injured in a stabbing in Cork City. It happened after a man broke into a property in Mayfield at around 11 o'clock last night. The boy and two women in their 20s and 30s received serious stab wounds. They've been taken to Cork University Hospital. Another 18-year-old woman received more minor injuries, and Gardaí say they've arrested a man in his 50s. Trained negotiators are engaging with inmates protesting on the roof of Mountjoy Prison in Dublin. The protest began last night when four prisoners made it onto the roof of the building. One of them later came down. Three others are still there this morning. Efforts are continuing to resolve the situation. And a promotional Christmas event at a shopping centre in Sydney, Australia has left several people injured. Five were sent to hospital after a stampede when hundreds of shoppers scrambled to grab free gifts inside balloons. In sport, as the racism row rumbles on, the British government says it expects the English Football Association, the Premier League and the EFL to continue to prioritise the issue of racism in sport.
Classic Hits Pump Watch with Munster Group Insurance. Best cover or best price. It's your choice for all your motor, farm, business, health and life insurance needs.
Now, average prices today, 143.9 for petrol, 133.7 cent a litre for diesel. We want to know if you've seen better than that on your travels. ClassicHits.ie/pump watch or drop us a WhatsApp now, 087-188-0008. Classic Hits Pump Watch with Munster Group Insurance. Get the savings you deserve at munstergroup.com.
Jambusters Traffic on Classic Hits with Lloyd's Pharmacy.
Be winter ready with the flu vaccination now available in Lloyd's Pharmacy. Say hello to the people that know.
Now, most people very wisely sticking close to home this morning. Traffic very light in Cork, Galway and in Dublin. In Limerick, there are reports, though, of debris on the M20 northbound between Junction 3 Raheen and Junction 2 Dora Doyle. Also, there's an advisory that public transport is operating largely to weekend schedules. You're advised to check with Irish Rail, Dublin Bus, Lewis or Bus Éireann before you head out today.
Weather on Classic Hits with Multitrip.com. Protecting your winter sun, ski and city break holiday with Ireland's favourite and trusted travel insurance provider. Only at Multitrip.com.
Cold and dull this morning with some rain and drizzle about, some thundery bursts in the south of the country this morning, but clearing to scattered showers and some bright spells this afternoon. Top temperatures 6 to 9 degrees.
Weather on Classic Hits with Multitrip.com. Heading away this Christmas and New Year? Cover yourself against mishaps abroad with Ireland's favourite and trusted travel insurance provider at Multitrip.com.
And now you're up to date on the official home of Christmas. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. Are you going off now to prepare? Are you going to get a bit of psychological kind of training in? Going to start sort of, you know, sending vibes towards him or something?
No, I'm not going to stoop to his level, Jim.
Oh, look at that.
Stoop to my level.
Integrity at all points.
But you know something? I should have just cheated and said nothing. And I would have been better. I would have been more respected.
13.
Yeah, the big 13. Showdown is on. Big 13. Showdown is on. It is a very special edition of the Breakfast Table Quiz. Tara scored 13 yesterday. PJ has to try and beat that score today.
More chance of blowing smoke out of my ear holes now, to be honest with you, than getting that score. But I'll do my best.
Ah, yes. Another classic Christmas hit with Spar. Wherever you find the tree, we hope you like what's under it. Happy Christmas from Spar.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy
to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
Nat King Cole, the Christmas song.
Hard not to hear his voice and enjoy it. Yeah. No, he could sing about anything now.
Yeah.
He could sing your prescription in the pharmacy and it'd sound lovely.
Yeah, Christmas classic here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Also, hi to Rob. He was on WhatsApp to say, hi PJ and Jim, can you give a big shout out and a happy Christmas to Marina, Brian and Niamh, who are listening in, wait for it, Jervis Bay in Australia.
Oh, well. How's
listening
it going?
To us at the moment. Cheers, boys, and happy Christmas to you all. Thanks for that, Rob. Happy Christmas to you in Oz, where I'd imagine it's considerably warmer than it is here.
Considerably warmer, yeah. Hopefully.
However, we do know a colder place, don't we, PJ?
We do. We know a very much colder place.
And we're heading to it right now.
PJ and Jim's Head Elf with On Pust. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf, delivered by On Pust.
Yeah, now we were on with him kind of earlier in the month because he started.
He's excited already
because he was talking to all the kind of boys and girls around the country a little bit earlier. But we've managed to get a line through to him. It's difficult today. Today of all days, it's difficult to get through. I know Niall Boylan's going to be trying to speak to Santa Claus later on today. So anyway, we'll just see how it's going. Hello.
Good morning, PJ and Jim. How's it going?
Hello, little elf. How are you on the busiest day of the year for you?
Do you know what, right? You say it's really, really busy.
Yeah.
But you know how things are, lads, with your show. All the work is done.
Oh.
All the work is
done. That's not actually true about our show, but yeah, I know what you mean.
But most of the work is done now. As you rightly say, Santa has an appointment on the Niall Boylan show.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah,
on, so
yeah.
He's in there, all right. He has to head to Australia then, of course, and I kind of direct things from back at base in the North Pole.
Is that how it works? Yeah,
that's
you're
how
like
it works.
Are you like his kind of sat-nav?
Yeah, I just make sure everything's all right. If everyone else kind of working, they're under pressure now, don't get me wrong. But I'm not under a huge amount of pressure now until usually everything runs pretty smoothly.
Brilliant.
Now.
So what will you do with your day then?
Today, I'll just kind of chill out, watch a couple of Christmas movies. I was listening to your chat about what's on the telly now later on. I might tune in to some of those.
Oh, some great stuff on, yeah.
I hear the Young Offenders Christmas special is on.
Yes. I got a great reaction last year.
What channel's that on now?
I think it's on either RT 1 or 2. I'm not forgetting now. I think it's one
of
them.
Right, okay. I'll check that out to avoid it. And
I knew. Do you know something I knew? That was a dig on the way. I remember what you said last time, little elfy pants. I do.
Anyway, how are you getting on, lads? Are you all set for Santa?
Oh, set, yeah. I think we're all good to go, of course. PJ, you know, is going to be working on the big day itself. He'll be here tomorrow in the morning.
I believe so.
While everybody's kind of, you know, getting to grips with their presents and their...
Yeah.
All
well, you know, we're going to be talking to some of the boys and girls and everything to have their presents new left from Santa tomorrow. So
fantastic.
It'll be a bit of fun as well.
That'll be great. So there'll be a few people listening.
What do you do on Christmas Day, by the way?
On Christmas Day, it's time to sleep and more sleep, lads. That's basically it. So it's tucked up in the bed, hot water bottle, And
What? So really, we should ask you, being a Christmas expert, we should ask you what your favourite stuff about Christmas is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's the best stuff?
I mean, the food number two, but number one obviously is the reaction to all the chiselers all around the world getting their gifts and all that, because we get a bit of feedback on the reaction as the, you know, how they like their presents and all that. So it's lovely, spreading cheer and joy and all that, lads. But the food, the food is great.
I was going to ask you about the food. Like, I presume it's different all around the world, what people leave out for you, all the kids and everything leave you.
Yeah, it's different all around the world.
Well, for Santa anyway. No, yeah, hopefully they don't leave you too much now.
Well, in Australia, I mean, obviously it's quite hot over there. Now, I've been on a few trips with Santa, obviously over the years.
Yeah.
But I'm at the older stage now, so I get to kind of chill out a little bit more and have the other people under pressure, you know. But I have been all around the world and speak several languages, by the way, as well. But
do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we'll have to speak all the different languages. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
We need to. Yeah.
Thank you, PJ.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just some of us like to keep it to ourselves, whereas, you know, there's a bit of bragging goes on in North Pole, apparently. A bit of humble brag.
Anyway, in Australia, they're very good now. See, we have to watch out for Santa, right?
Right.
Because some people, particularly in Australia, they leave tins of beer out for Santa.
Oh, my God.
There's no problem, right? He can take a sup of beer the odd time, but he has to be careful because he does have to drive.
He does have to drive, that's true, yeah.
You know? So they leave out tins of beer in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and then in Russia as well. We kind of have to watch out in Russia too. It was one year now. Well, I can't tell tales, but let's just say they leave out shots of vodka in Russia.
You're joking me.
They do, yeah. They leave out. Well, vodka's a big thing there, obviously, big tradition and all that. So
yeah.
I assume he has to leave them till the latter stages of his trip, does he?
The latter stage, yeah. Right. As I say, there was one year, but we won't go back to that year. He knows, I know, we all know, and now he's better than
less said about it, the better.
Less said about it, the better.
Yeah.
And then, like, in China as well, they call Santa's known as Sheng Dan Lao. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's translated as Old Christmas Man.
Wow, which is exactly very similar to something we call PJ, just...
Yeah.
Slight difference.
Slight difference. Yeah. Okay.
But doesn't have the same ring to it now.
Not really.
Are you looking forward to meeting Old Christmas Man? To be honest, it sounds a bit creepy.
Anyway, they leave out apples and all that, which is great.
That's good, yeah.
And
healthy.
In Denmark as well, they're mad for leaving stuff for the reindeer. So my advice is, don't forget the reindeer tonight, right?
Exactly. A carrot for Rudolph or something like that, yeah?
Carrots they love, right? And it's the one night they get to go a little bit bold on the food, right? So they're allowed a mince pie as well for the reindeer.
Oh, are they?
They are allowed, yeah. Brilliant. Some people don't know that, but they are allowed a mince pie.
Oh, very good.
Just tonight, yeah. And, that's it. I mean, all over the world they leave different things. In Germany now... Look, I'll just say, Germany's a wonderful country and I love it, but they're not mad for leaving stuff out.
Oh, really? Oh, are they a bit tight in Germany?
A little bit tight. It's
not big tippers, yeah. I've heard that, yeah.
Well, we learned that over the years now. We thought, this is unusual. There's nothing here. Maybe it's hidden somewhere. No, it's not the case. They're just not mad on leaving stuff out, which is fine.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes we've too much stuff anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah, still, you know what I mean? A little bit of grass is still, you know, you could always stick it into a doggy bag or something.
Let's just say we're in and out of Germany pretty quickly. And, so that's it. So leave out the usual stuff. And in Ireland, of course, you're great in Ireland.
Yeah.
For the cake and the mince pies and the dropper, you know yourself.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
And what time then will Santa be setting off today? I mean, because of different times around the world, he's covered all. What time does he leave on Christmas Eve?
That's it. I don't expect you guys to understand. It's all a very magical time frame. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, even if it was normal numbers, we probably wouldn't understand.
Yeah,
PJ,
to be honest,
not really. But however, Australia and that side of the world is the first port of call, and he'll be in Ireland. I'll have to doubly check with him now what time we're in Ireland. I'll check with the other elves.
I suppose we're not allowed really know the specifics.
Not really. It'll be obviously night time,
And so you'll have to be in bed.
Yeah.
Well, that's always the way. Yeah. So what time is the rough time that we're supposed to go to bed then? Or those kids are supposed to go to bed?
I definitely before 9 o'clock, if you can.
Yeah, okay. But to be fair, PJ, based on your normal bedtime, you'll probably be in bed first anyway.
I know.
So from that point of view, I don't think you'll have to worry.
I'm the only person that gets a letter from Santa to say, are you in bed already? Yeah.
PJ does go to bed very early.
He does.
We do know
even on festive nights, he does.
I know.
He does tend to go to bed early, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I suppose you've got a couple of last-minute preparations now to do before we let you go.
Lots of lots of stuff to do now, so I'll get that. I'll get to that now, lads. You want a joke before I go?
Go on, yeah, absolutely, go on, yeah. Of course.
Right, why is it so cold at Christmas?
Why is it so cold at Christmas?
Because it's December! I meant to go low. December!
He's very tired.
You weren't in charge of the crackers this year, were you?
No, I certainly wasn't.
Well, thank God for that. Listen, thank you so much for chatting to us on your busy day and all that.
Happy Christmas,
regards to Santa Claus, okay?
Of course, no bother at all. I'm telling you said hi.
Happy Thanks Christmas, let's go, Dad.
Good luck.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Innes in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Right, very special edition of the Breakfast Table Quiz. It is the Breakfast Show Challenge, I suppose. Our very own Tara Duggan has joined us back in studio.
Yeah.
Currently standing on a score of 13. Very impressive, Tara.
One second, we have you turned off.
Oh, look at that. What are these people? This, you know who that was? That was PJ messing around.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. He wanted me to be mute for the next minute.
I don't think that would help me at all. To be honest, 13, a huge score. 14 is what I need. It's been done about four times in the year. So the chances of me doing it are pretty slim.
Don't talk yourself down. I'm talking you up.
I didn't expect you to like hit a home run.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, you know what I mean?
So that was Tara, by the way.
Tick.
No, I'm saying.
That was Tara fulfilling. I'm just saying, you know, Christmas wish.
Yeah,
to have
and it genuinely was. And I was genuinely bouncing around the place here yesterday afterwards, delighted with myself.
Tara has the advantage over most people who play the game. And I can't use it as an excuse either, so it doesn't matter. Whereas, you know, people who aren't on the radio, they get a little bit mic shy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas you and me can't use that excuse.
Shy is never a word that was used with Tara, I don't think, was it? Ever.
Unfortunately, I don't think you could brand either of us with it there.
I have me moments.
Right, so this is it then. This is the moment. Tara's going to be questioned.
Can I just up the ante? Because regularly, if this was the normal run of the Breakfast Table Quiz, there'd be a fabulous prize.
There would be
fabulous prizes.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to up the ante, right?
Oh, no.
Right,
Well, obviously, PJ needs to agree to this, but I was going to say, whoever wins buys the team afternoon tea in January.
Afternoon tea? A full afternoon tea.
I think yourself and Mike are all on board. Yeah, well, yeah, thumbs up from Mike
team
himself.
Team afternoon tea.
There's no way I'm going to get 14. She's basically found a way to make me do it. Right, I will buy afternoon tea as a...
Right.
Oh my God. And now I'm nervous.
No, but hang on. You might beat me. They're actually really simple. I'd be very surprised if you don't beat me, PJ. These are simple
now
questions.
Now listen to what she's
simple
doing.
Simple questions, PJ. That's what she's saying.
I'm actually too nervous to play the game. We're going to have to do this in the new year.
Right, so this is it. So, it's all resting on the next 60 seconds. Tara, are you ready?
I'm ready.
PJ, are you ready?
I am absolutely not.
Here we go.
In the 1992 film White Men Can't Jump, it's based around what sport?
Basketball.
Which Irishman directed the films The Crying Game and Michael Collins?
Oh, I can't remember.
In which US city is the Brooklyn Bridge?
New York.
Where in the human body would you find the jugular vein?
In the neck.
Miley in Class was a member of what pop group?
Oh, Spice Girls, I don't know.
The city of Monte Carlo is in which European principality?
Monaco.
Which actor starred as Wayne Campbell in the hit film Wayne's World?
Oh, your man with that Australian Scottish half yoke. I can't remember his name.
Which actor starred as Nick Marshall in the 2000 film What Women Want?
Oh, gee, I haven't seen that.
In Cockney rhyming slam, what is a tin of fruit?
A suit.
What nut is known as a monkey nut?
It's a monkey nut.
It's the real name.
Oh, peanut.
In music, a duet is a piece for how many performers?
Two.
In food, which part of the mustard plant is used to make mustard?
The seed.
How is the Italian parma ham traditionally served?
Cooked
or raw?
Cut off a pig.
Cooked or raw?
What an amazing answer. It is cut off a pig. As opposed to what, PJ? Just bring the...
Well, I said,
I tell you, just lead the pig over here. I'll eat it off it myself. Don't bother cutting us. I'll just chew us as we go. What a fantastic... I'll tell you something. I'm going to give you that. Just because it's madness. Absolute madness.
Well,
but anyway, right,
true.
So here we go.
Served off the pig.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
six,
you have it all.
7, 8, 9 correct answers.
I was never going to get there. And now it's going to cost me 200 quid.
So you passed on the Irishman who directed The Crying Game and Michael Collins was Neil Jordan. Miley Class was a member of Hearsay. Wayne Campbell was played by Mike Myers.
Of course it was. Shrek.
Nick Marshall in What Women Want was played by Mel Gibson. And you got the rest right.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, now, well,
the question is, what is the most expensive afternoon tea in the country? That's what we need to know. Well done. Tara Duggan, victorious.
Yeah. Innocent Limerick.